you know, what happens in a learning set meeting?
Yeah, so I mean, I guess people turn up and you agree contractually. You hopefully, if you've formed a learning set, you've been through a kind of contracting, psychological contracting approach of, you know, agreeing how often are we going to meet, where are we going to meet, how are we going to meet, you know, are we going to meet virtually as well as in person, etc. You would typically, you know, have people arrive, and if you do a check-in well, everybody would have a chance to, you know, center themselves and say, you know, where their thinking is at and where their emotions are at currently. You would then agree maybe a timetable. So you might say, you know, we've got 2 hours, and it might be a 2-hour set meeting. It might be a full day set meeting where people have longer. They have an hour on their own issue. Typically a learning set would be, you know, 5 to 7 or 8 people to give enough opportunity for everybody to have airtime. If it gets much bigger than that, you're probably going to need to split it into, you know, two groups. And you might have somebody as the facilitator. Reg Revens, interestingly, was quite critical of the idea of, you know, people as the making a profession out of being a facilitator of action learning, albeit, you know, he recognized that the process needed to be facilitated effectively. And often it was useful to have a facilitator at the start, in the early stages, for the maybe the first few meetings of a learning group. But certainly the learning sets I work with quite a lot at the moment in government departments through my work with Maven. We encourage people to, you know, to take time to bring their own issue, to support each other, to agree what are they actually going to do, to reflect on their personal learning. And what you find is a great dynamic happens because people learn from each other's problems. So I go into it maybe thinking, oh, I'm unique, my problems are unique. And actually you find out that other people are facing similar challenges, and you learn from hearing and supporting them with their airtime. So, you know, there's an interesting social psychology dynamic that occurs there. The other thing which is interesting and, you know, often occurs is you notice parallel processes. So the issues that you're trying to work on out there, if you like, in the business or in your own job, which you bring to the learning set, actually start to show themselves in the learning set as well. So if I have maybe I have a challenge around my imposter syndrome or something like that, that I want to work on out there in the business or with my seniors, and I come to the learning set and I start to experience some of that in the learning set. Ideally, you'd have such a degree of trust built up in the learning set that you'll be encouraged to recognize the parallels between what is occurring in real time in the here and now that reflects what you're working on and want to work on out there in the there and then. So you kind of eventually, as a facilitator of action learning, you become attuned to noticing these things and being able to support other people. What I think that the role of the facilitator in action learning is really about is to enable the learning set to become independent of you. It's not about creating a dependency. That's something that sometimes people misunderstand and think, well, I have to position myself as the expert because I'm needed as the facilitator. No, your aim is to actually make yourself redundant, to encourage people within the learning set, participants in the learning set, to actually become facilitators. They might say, well, we're used to this process now, so I will help with the facilitation of the timekeeping today and today's session, etc. And eventually the learning set self-moderates, manages itself effectively. And quite often the programs where I've used action learning for a fixed period of time, what we then realize is that the set continues meeting after the formal time is completed. So they completed their course or their program within the organization, and they continue to meet sometimes for years. I'm part of the learning set myself, which started about 7 or 8 years ago. And we were initially set up for a program that lasted about 6 months, but we've kept meeting.